This is History in Minutes for July 21, 2025. Our focus today is Historians in Profile, Professor Bruce G. Trigger. Today we are presenting a scholar profile, and our target is Bruce G. Trigger, Canadian archaeologist, anthropologist and ethnohistorian. Bruce Trigger was born in 1937. He's not your typical history scholar, but his influence on our understanding of the past is significant. Professor Trigger obtained his undergraduate education at the University of Toronto, earning a BA in anthropology in 1959. Trigger received his doctorate later on in archaeology from Yale University in 1964. He spent the bulk of his academic career at the famous McGill University in Montreal. And in that time, he supervised a number of PhD students in his career, and some of them went on to become quite important academics in their own right, like Robin Yates, the East Asia specialist. Professor Trigger had a large published collection of works, 21 to be exact, and that's not counting his peer-reviewed journal output. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to locate any videos or recorded lectures online by Professor Trigger, since his work sort of tends to predate the internet era. In Canada, he was really well known for a large study that he did on the Huron Indians. And sadly, I didn't really have the advantage of studying any of his work when I was at university. A great part of my motivation in reviewing his work is my own interest in two related but different fields, and these are socio-cultural evolution and comparative history analysis. Comparative history is an approach that makes comparisons between social processes across time and place. It enjoys this overlap with historical sociology, which is not really surprising since history and sociology have always had this connection, but they're connected in different ways and at different times. Sadly, not a lot of historians work in this area nowadays in comparative history. Sociocultural evolution is another approach to history like comparative history. But unlike comparative history, it's more controversial. He lays out the case for this approach, this sociocultural approach, in his 1998 study, Sociocultural Evolution, Calculation and Contingency. In Trigger's own words, he describes sociocultural evolution as a way of looking at human history that implies an overall shape or direction to it that can be explained rationally and which endows human behaviour with special meaning. I think this type of work is really exciting. It's trying to capture the big picture of history, or the arc of history, so to speak. I only became aware of his work on socio-cultural evolution later on. It was his work in the area of ancient history where I first became familiar with his works. These were, for example, Nubia under the pharaohs, early civilizations, ancient Egypt in context, and these are the sort of works I started with when I was on a crash course to become an ancient history teacher. His book, Understanding Early Civilizations, a Comparative Study, is really a remarkable piece of work, and that was published in 2003. I would urge any teacher, particularly secondary school teachers, to add that to their library. In fact, I would also advise adding early civilizations, ancient Egypt in context, as another essential purchase. In Understanding Early Civilizations, a Comparative Study, Trigger looked at the meaning of similarities and differences in the formation of these complex societies that were forming in ancient Egypt, Mesopotamia, the Shang of China, Aztecs, and the classic Maya, the Inca of the Andes, and the Yoruba of Africa. He takes you through this amazing journey of their development side by side with each other. And if that can't get your heart racing, I don't know what else could, because it's just this fascinating study of all these groups, so different in language, culture, and circumstances as they struggle to scratch out their survival all over the globe in complete ignorance to each other. Trigger died of cancer on December 1, 2006. His obituary writer wrote that he is little known outside of Canada, but that he had a deep and profound influence on the development of archaeology in his homeland. That's something we can hopefully reverse with this podcast today, because I would urge all of you to have a serious look at what he produced and buy one of his books, if they're still in print. And that's all for History in Minutes today. Stay tuned for next week's podcast.